You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, I'm very thankful that the video that we all saw of the bridge collapse was taken from a distance, right? And it was speeded up, so it seemed really unreal, and not as graphic. So that was really cool. That's something that we just would not have ever seen in our lifetime. You know, we would have heard about it, but just not have ever seen. And it just seemed incredible. Of course, a container ship, in case you haven't heard, was trying to leave the port of Baltimore. Had problems, mechanical problems. It got near the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is, I think, 695. That's the highway number. It did issue a mayday, and that prevented a lot of traffic. They stopped a lot of traffic, but it was wee hours of the morning. It was like 1:30 in the morning or something yesterday morning. It didn't take long. It hit it. It hit a just right in a pylon, of course, and the bridge collapsed 187 feet above the water. That's about like the Kingston Rhinecliff Bridge, something like that. So they went to work trying to rescue people. Two workers were rescued. I had heard about a group. They couldn't find a group of guys that were there working, but then it turns out they were on a break. So bridge was all up to code. Things were okay. It's just they investigated. So as rescue efforts maybe continue, certainly they have to go in. It'll take weeks, I'm sure, maybe months, just to dredge and get the debris out so they can open the port again. The bridge will take a long time, maybe. That's what they're saying, to rebuild that. That's quite a thing there. So we just pray. When we pray for what's going on right now, it's a temporary blessing, but that's great. Pray for Christ's light to shine through his compassionate, bold followers on the ground. They will be there. The blessings of the gospel are eternal. Remember that. As Charles Morris will say today, we have a bridge that is incorruptible, will never fail, and that is Jesus, our bridge to heaven. And as you find in Scripture in 1 Peter in chapter 1 right there, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Check that out. That is pretty awesome. 1 Peter chapter 1. I started right there in verse 3. Wow. Pretty awesome.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I got a little update on the bridge, okay? So it's really kind of, it's good and bad. I mean, obviously, we all saw. I think the good thing about the footage from the security cameras was so far away. You can see what happened, but it wasn't that graphic. So I just thank God for that, because we see a lot of things in our eyes nowadays that we probably haven't got any business. We never would have seen that in our lives, but we do. Francis Scott Key Bridge fell into the ocean, of course, hit by the big cargo ship there. It was just one of those, probably never happened again. And it had never happened before like that, as far as I know. But the thing is, the crew of the ship had notified. They put out an SOS, and they managed to stop traffic. So the only people on the bridge, and there were people there, was pothole repair crew, and that was 8 workers. Now, they were on a break, but they were on the bridge. I was right. I heard that they were on a break. I thought it meant that they weren't on the bridge, but they were. That's like 2 miles, the bridge. It's a long ways. And all 8 workers plunged 185 feet into that water. 2 of them were rescued. One was hospitalized. One refused treatment. He brushed his clothes off, said he wanted to see his family. He was shaken up a little bit, but nothing major. I guess the good Lord was on his side, a first responder said. I guess he was. The other 6, they're lost. So that's tragic right there. But you just pray for continued. They got to rescue. They got to pull stuff out. And it's going to take a while, weeks. I don't know about the bridge. The people have to rethink that whole thing, maybe. I don't know. But just remember that there will be people in the midst of all these other people working because of that, that are followers of Christ. So just pray that they will be bold in their expression of the gospel. And as 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in chapter 1, verse 3 in the Bible says, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Man, we never know when they're coming, do they?
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
I just want to thank the company that made the snack pack that I'm eating right now, that banana cream pudding or whatever it is. So it's interesting with the little snack pack there because, see, once you throw away the outer carton, they come like one, two, three, four, maybe six to a package. So I hope I like them. I'm just on my very first one. I love banana and vanilla, and so that was one of the flavors I picked. But once you throw the outer package away, you don't have a lot of information there. You know, I don't even know who made it. All it says on there is made with fresh milk. And I'm like, it's not refrigerated. It's not. Not supposed to be refrigerated. Well, we're under new covenant, I guess. So that's maybe I shouldn't go there. But one of the things that's, to be honest, we've all dealt with that noisy kid. Right, we got that noisy kid somewhere in our life in some group that we are trying to get organized, just trying to get through another Sunday school class or school class or whatever it is. And one of the best illustrations was a true illustration of the way God worked in this noisy kid. I don't want to give too much away. It doesn't take but a minute. Brian Bullock. Yeah, that's it. Brian Bullock. Crazy testimony, crazy God story. Listen,
I had a kid in my youth group named Tyler. Every week, I used to pray that Tyler wouldn't come back to church, and we would be singing, Tyler's going to talk. He's the loudest person just talking on his phone. He would pick up a phone. And so we threw this event one year. I said, Tyler, today, I'm going to make you a junior counselor. And what I did was I gave him a walkie-talkie, and I said, you are now a junior counselor. He was so excited, like, are you serious? You're going to give me a walkie? He got so much identity being a junior counselor that for the first time he heard me preach, and he gave his life to God that night and got saved. What I didn't know was that Tyler was the most popular kid in the biggest high school in our city. And when he got saved, he evangelized that entire school. And that group of 15 turned into a group of 300 to 400. Why? Because what I thought was a problem was really a platform that God was trying to use to reveal himself. I'm getting ready to blow up something in your life.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on The Sound of Life.
Today is the day that the name Judas didn't fare very well. His name was officially Judas Iscariot, and he's the one that took the pieces of silver. What was going through his mind? But it was all part of prophecy. Even the fact that the coins were silver, which is unusual. That's an unusual thing. I mean, just like Jesus being born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, or whatever. You know, it's a little out of the way, hole in the wall. Nobody's going to come out of there. No, why would you do that? It just shows you how God works a lot of times. Yeah, you know, the little mundane places, the little things that people forgot about. You know, God can use it in a big way, obviously. But that's the day that he betrayed. But, of course, that was, as I said, it's all prophesied. But I mentioned the sports thing because some people were actually shocked that the NFL would play on Christmas Day. You know, they play on Thanksgiving Day. NBA plays on Christmas Day. There's a lot of sports. And the NFL's taken over. I mean, let's face it. You know, I think it's pretty clear now after the last couple of weeks of the regular season and the playoffs and the Super Bowl and all that. I mean, if you were around, running around in the culture, you probably figured out, wow, this is something else. But one of the things that has really astounded me, and you can't get away from the fact that college is playing. There's 16 teams left, so it gets real for real now. We're talking about the big heavyweights, except for North Carolina State, my favorite. They're last, you know. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's going to work out. I don't know. But it was amazing that one of the teams that lost, what a fine young man, Grand Canyon, which I had never heard of, University. They lost to Auburn, I believe. And he was just talking about, hey, you know, things are way more important. Christ is way more important. Somebody made a video of the players coming out to the bench, to their seats on the stadium, placing their Bibles on the seat. I was like, wow. I mean, I'm telling you right now, ever since that whole Ring of Players was filmed, or not, broadcast on TV on Monday Night Football, and the announcers had no idea what to say. They just said, well, everybody's around praying because they had a player they didn't know if was alive or dead on the field, and all these people were praying. But it just seems like there's been a breakthrough after that, if that's the right word. And I was surprised because one of my favorite teams, and everybody thinks this is my favorite, but when you got the school that your dad went to, 18 miles down the road, but North Carolina, and I think about Hubert Davis took over a couple years ago as the head coach. You're talking about a place where the basketball coaches have come in there for 35 years, the same coach. They've had two coaches since the Civil War. I don't know. But Hubert Davis, he played there. Quite a daunting task, and he was just within inches of winning the national championship. Didn't even come into the tournament ranked. And I just remember watching, it was just, oh, man, the player slipped. I don't know, he turned his ankle or something. Anyway, I don't want to go into all that. But listen to Hubert Davis, the coach, about what's important.
I appreciate every moment. I appreciate the sunny days and the cloudy days. I've said this a number of times. There's a reason for all seasons, and he's the reason for all seasons, and I'm meaning Jesus. And those reasons are good, irregardless if it's a sunny or a cloudy day. And all those reasons develop my character, refine my faith, and make me the person and the husband and the dad and the coach that I want to be. And so I enjoy all the moments.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.